Dane wrote in and said, I had a prospect listen to a company sizzle call. She said she was interested in looking at some information, so I set an appointment with her. When I called to confirm the appointment, she decided that she's not interested because, quote, it sounds like she would be selling something. How should I have responded? Listen to the objection handling section in ProInviter, because what you're missing is the unexpressed objection. And right now, with 7 minutes remaining on this call, I do not have time to go into the unexpressed objection conversation. But you missed the objection, or the objection is, I don't like sales. And so CD1, as well as the objection CD, completely covers how to handle that particular objection. Also, if you don't know what this person wants, in other words, see, if you'll notice, all of these questions that have come in are coming in because you're not using the inviting formula. If you're using the inviting formula, then you would be able to handle her objection, because you would know what she wants, because right now where you sit, she's listened to a sizzle call. And so you don't know why she would even be interested in a business. So you can't get her past her objection, because you don't know why she would be interested in a business. Nadira, the lady who I did a live call with on the conference calls for you guys, as well as what's in Professional Inviter, she had a huge objection on sales. Okay? And so we had to get her past that one. How could I get her past that objection? Well, it's like, hey, you know what? I understand that's a great big huge concern of yours. And, you know, you're a doctor, and, you know, it might seem like you've been demoted to a salesperson for that. But, you know, but just let me ask you a question. If you, you know, did an x-ray and you found that someone had a cancer in their colon, are you going to recommend they get it cut out? And she says, well, of course. And I said, well, how would you recommend that? Well, I would tell them that they need this. I say, okay, very good. Are you selling? And she said, no, I'm telling them that they need to do it. I said, all right, then that's not sales. And neither is that if they need nutrition, it's not sales either, right? That would be my recommendation, Dane.